Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Right now, 877-881-1053. Who's the most incompetent person in sports? Because this came up either yesterday or the day before.
It was definitely yesterday.
Okay, well, I was like, well, it's obviously Demaurice Smith, and you guys all shouted out almost in unison, what about Rob Manfred? And then Reggie was like, what about James Dolan? And so, unfortunately, we quickly discovered there are a lot of really incompetent people in sports. So,
Jimmy Haslam.
Okay.
Oh, boy, is Jimmy Haslam terrible.
So we bring to you, who is the most incompetent person in sports? Now, for the moment, though, I feel like I could be convinced otherwise, I will stick with Demaurice Smith because time and again, he has gotten the players the worst deals. I have no doubt that they're going to fold on all of this Corona protocol stuff, and he's going to be like, yeah, well, what can you do? And I just think time and again, he does an awful job, and how he continues to get reelected, I don't know. And so I will put him forth for continually losing for the people he is supposed to represent. I will put him forth as the worst person in sports, the most incompetent person in sports.
Pretty sure the owners elect him, Kevin. I think that's how it works.
I believe that.
The NFL just works it out. They're like, we know this guy's going to just kind of help us out. He's on our side with this situation.
Remember a few years ago, somebody running against him literally mailed out a mock check for how much money that they would get additionally if they followed his proposals. And they were still like, eh, either way. We'll take Demaurice. So maybe the players are the worst for electing him again and again. But I'll put that forward.
Ooh, we've got a fun one that's already taken over on the fan text. And from the 214 is where I'll talk about it. Bill O'Brien, the general manager, which raises the question, should Bill O'Brien, the general manager, fire Bill O'Brien as the coach?
I hate that question. But I mean, probably. But here's the thing. He'll be fired both ways by the end of the year. So
by who? How he's awesome consolidating power at the top.
How awesome would it be if he was like, you know what? I'm just taking over as the GM, but I'm hiring a new coach. So, but I'm scaling it back. I'm just going to be the GM now.
Okay. You joke about this, but I swear I was just reading. So I'm reading this wrestling book, and this is totally related, I promise, is Kevin Nash said that he was put in charge of booking the show, and they paid him an additional $500,000 to do so. And one of the first things he did was book himself to lose a retirement match. And so he still got paid his talent contract plus his additional booking contract. And the first thing he did was bench himself, which I thought was amazing.
Incredible.
So if Bill O'Brien was like, well, we're still going to pay out the contract for our coach, but we're going to fire him. And you're like, hold on, isn't that you? That would be amazing. I think by this time next year, he'll own the Houston Texans. With the way he's moving up the chain, he will somehow figure out a way to own the Texans. All right? Could Bill O'Brien be a candidate? We get this from the 817. The current Rangers owners are the worst people in sports. So they just laid off a whole bunch of the staff, and they refused to spend
money. It's not the worst.
Incompetent.
Incompetent.
And the Rangers,
that being said,
the Rangers owners are not incompetent. They know exactly what they're doing, and that's not spending money.
And there's a lot of other stuff going on there, too, at the moment. But I don't disagree with that. Listen, the Rangers haven't been able to put a good field, a good team. And their fan base was dwindling before this season even got started. So, you know, what were they expecting, Kevin? We built a new stadium, so we're going to fill this thing up. And the anticipation was there for it. Not because we have a good baseball team, not because of the product on the field, but because of that. We've spent the last 3 years, Kevin.
Yeah.
The end of Beltre's career, the potential for the old stadium and the new stadium. Those were the three things they were hanging their financials on over the last 3 years.
From the 262, Rob Manfred with Dan Snyder, a close second.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's going to be harder for us to not mention the dude who has like two different stories of damnation on his team at the same time right now.
I think Daniel Snyder could run away with this in the next 2 days. But for now, I still think he's in a close race. But when you see that they just hired a high-powered D.C. attorney to help take care of some of their stuff, when you see the people that have left and you're starting to maybe learn the reasons why they left, I think Dan Snyder's pretty high up there. But what about Rob Manfred, who, and people are really turned on him over the last several months, I feel like.
Why? What did he do? What did he do that made people turn on him? He was the go-between for the owners and the players, and they came to an agreement, and we got baseball back for 60 games, so everything should be fine.
I think it's when he came out and he was like, well, look, we were never actually negotiating. I know that's not how he said it, but he was like, we were never going to actually go more than 60 games, and all the players are like, hold on, what? So that was a fake negotiation the whole way? And mm-hmm. I think that infuriated some fans, too, who maybe want some more baseball. I'm glad we're getting any baseball.
So you're saying because he gave away their strategy that the players are upset about it, that they actually know what their hand was now? They feel like they got bluffed this entire time?
Yeah.
Hey, well, then he's sitting pretty because he's like, look, we kind of got what we want out of you guys.
I mean, he's sitting at the card table and he just flipped over the 2-7 after mm-hmm. he went ahead and folded. And so that's what he did. And I could see how, and then, you know, I guess the players are Phil Hellmuth yelling about how you don't understand how to play poker or whatever right now. And so they're really angry about
that guy,
what's
don't
happening.
You? Everybody that's like, I'm a purist when it comes to cards, hates the guy that's like betting on stuff that he shouldn't be betting on. And you're just like,
oh. You're like, are you mad because I didn't do it right or because you lost? Like, let's face it. I'm mad because I lost. I'm not mm-hmm. mad because of any other reason. All right.
Britain was mad because we didn't fight in a square box in rows. So it makes sense. You got to win the way you can.
Then their ruler sang a bunch of songs about it. So.
Mm-hmm. There's another candidate that fits into that, like, mad because you're lost. And I think, but we've had him brought up a couple of times on the fan text, is Derek Jeter as, mm-hmm. like, the executive for the Marlins. But this is the thing, is I'm not sure how much he's incompetent rather than just, like, you know, doing terrible things that owners want him to do because they have gutted the Miami Marlins. Part of why you see Christian Yelich and Giancarlo Stanton and other teams succeeding instead of being in Miami, you know, succeeding is because, like, they have cut payroll significantly, and I think that is part and parcel with the, you know, the management strategy that the new Marlins ownership wants. So while he does seem to be terrible, I'm not sure if that's incompetence.
Interesting.
Is it because he's just taking the advice of his own, you know, his own staff? That just seems like what it is that he's taking their advice and running with it.
Also, so. He gets to operate like the majority owner while not being the majority owner.
Now, you had mentioned Reggie James Dolan.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get from the, I just want to read a couple of these really, really quick from the 214. As long as we're having owners fire themselves as GMs, what about Michael Jordan? He made a bunch of really questionable decisions from the 469, Jason Garrett from the 972, Dan Snyder. And then from the 469 and the 817, James Dolan is the worst. All right, Reggie, would you like to make your case?
I mean, he threw out a Knicks legend with security for, like, taking an entrance that he didn't like. Oh, no, that mm-hmm. was – sorry, that was Spike Lee, who is also a legend. He threw out Charles Oakley for – I can't remember what, just being Charles Oakley, I guess.
Trying to get Charles Oakley on the show, by the way.
Yeah,
remember that fan that was asking him if he was going to sell the team, and he was like, guess what?
Threw them
you
out
just
too.
Lost your tickets that, forever.
Yeah, like –
that part's crazy
to me.
There's
so many people that he's throwing out of the building just because he got upset.
Yeah.
It's – like, it's not like he said something about his mom or something. He's like, you're bad at your job. You know what? You're gone. Like, that just seems like too much of an overreaction. All right.
Also, you know, the Knicks haven't won anything in, what, 25 years at least?
Yeah. Let's see. You would go back to, it's almost 42 years, something like that. I don't think they've won an NBA title since.
But, like, even been particularly relevant.
25 years then, yeah. Or 22, because they made it to the NBA Finals in 94, 95, and maybe 98, 99, something like that. So
what about the line? I know I've said Jimmy Haslam, because Jimmy Haslam, and even with the Flying J, they had some situations legally that they had some problems with. But
no,
the Cleveland Browns can't get anything right. Cleveland going to Cleveland has become a real thing. And just like Houston going to Houston the other day that Reggie really enjoyed. But the Cleveland Browns owner, he goes and he screws everything up. Even when he hires the right people, he screws things up for them, and he's like, give me Johnny Manziel or give me death. And you know, and so it's weird how he goes about his approach. But the Lions, I would say, are right there next to. Like, they can't get anything right, man.
Now, from the 682, I actually disagree with this. They said Stephen A. Smith. Hmm. The fact that Stephen A. Smith has limited amounts of sports knowledge, especially outside the NBA, and has still parlayed that into a multi-million dollar little media empire is pretty impressive to me. Now, if you
Plus
said
he has dinner with athletes all the time.
Everybody is his best friend. Yeah. I don't think he's good at his job, but the fact that he's turned that into millions upon millions of dollars kind of leads me to believe he kind of knows what he's doing.
He also seems overworked. Like, I remember a time particularly where he'd do First Take in the morning, do a radio show in the afternoon, do, like, regular hits on SportsCenter, and then somehow I'm watching a boxing match late at night, and he's there afterwards with Teddy Atlas doing post-game reaction. I'm like, when did you sleep?
Sometimes you think he just showed up at some of those things, and he's like, all right, Teddy, you need more Stephen A. Smith on this. And they're like, you're not contracted
the
for this.
The unmitigated gall of you not inviting me here.
Yeah, how dare. Like, the most arrogant thing I ever saw him is somebody was talking about him flying somewhere and joked. I was like, oh, what airport are you flying into? And he looked and did not realize it was a joke. And he goes, I have a longstanding policy to never tell my travel plans publicly. And I was like, because what? Because you think people are going to show up there? What do you think is going to happen?
I mean, people might.
Yeah.
There's Cowboys fans everywhere.
Yeah, dude.
I guess. From the 214, if other cities did this segment, how many would say Jerry Jones? From the 214, Jerry Jones. And then from the 817, Stephen Jones. So the Jones family is not immune to this. And from another 214,
okay,
how is Jerry any different from Nolan?
All right.
Or Dolan, excuse
okay.
me. Not Nolan. That's a different
thing. I was like, well, Jerry didn't throw no hitters.
Jerry embraces his fan base, right? And he's not trying to kick people out for asking. He's like, oh, you want me to sell the team? Ha, ha, ha. I'll show you. You know, he's one of those guys that's like, I'll just keep owning the team despite you because it's fun. But I'm not going to kick you out of here because you paid for your ticket. And I want you to pay for another ticket later down the road. I think that Jerry is – you know, he wavers a lot based on the public opinion of the Cowboys. And I think that is true. I don't think he's incompetent because the number that is on the franchise value and just simply the things that he's done to create this thing from step one. Plus, he's sitting on three Super Bowl trophies. And so at some point, he did it right. He's just got to figure out how to do it again. And the only way is get Jimmy Johnson from the 90s to come back. But that's not going to happen. So I don't think that he's incompetent. I just think there are a lot of other avenues that Jerry's going after. Now, you can call me a homer for that or whatever, or a Jerry apologist. I just look at the success of the NFL and the value of the franchise, and I think that that tells me that something happened.
Most incompetent person in sports. You've already been vindicated on this from the 828. It's Corey Majors because he doesn't think the XFL will succeed.
Wonder how that works out.
I mean, I feel like he's kind of already been vindicated on that, right?
Yeah. If y'all want to bring that back to the table, let's just. Now, I did not anticipate a pandemic shutting it down. I just anticipated the lack of good talent to shut it down.
Yeah, it's a good thing you didn't anticipate that because then I'd have questions as to why you didn't tell us.
That's a good point. I would be also pretty furious for
Dude,
a variety
I've known
of
you
reasons.
For quite some time, I expected you to be on my side in this, right? Yeah, I see where y'all are going.
I think I did tell you, I apologized to Jess because we had to cancel our Colorado trip that I got it for Christmas. And I was like, I'm really sorry about that. And she goes, what exactly are you apologizing for? Is that you did not know that this pandemic was going to break out? And I was like, yeah. And she goes, you're ridiculous. I have a feeling, though, in the next 48 hours, do you think Dan Snyder is going to really take the lead in this entire thing if he doesn't already have it?
Yes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.